Okay, I was going to finish that video, but my brother called me. He needed me to shut off the gate to the canal that's irrigating one of our farms. In about an hour or so. I don't know why he can't just do it. He probably got a hot date tonight or something. Anyways, alright, I don't remember what we were talking about. Probably spraying or something, Milo, irrigating, hunting, killing pigs. The list goes on and on and on. But anyways, on our farm, I'm the one that does all the spraying. Finally got another sprayer. It's a whole lot easier to catch up. We've got two water rigs, water chemical rigs, whatever you want to call it. They're bobtail rigs. Two red Peterbilt trucks. They'll give you a chub when you see them. God dang, they're good looking, I tell you. But, anyways, I'll kind of give you a... Oh, there's my pops. I'm sure he's going to want to talk now. I'm just driving down the road talking. Let's see. Bam, he turned. Hell yeah, I ain't got to talk to him. Okay. Anyways, let's start from the beginning of the year. When I start spraying, let's see, if it's January 1st, alright. That time, we've got wheat in the ground. Now, this past year, we actually did top dress some of our wheat because it was on sandy ground. And we try to get as much cover out there as we can. And that sandy ground, the wheat wasn't growing too good, so we gave it 10 gallons an acre of 3200, spray it with our sprayer. You can run a streamer tip, and it pretty much just streams it out on the ground, is how it works. And we did that on some sandy ground, just to help out the wheat, to get it going, put some nitrogen on it, and I think it helped a little bit. What else did we do? So, at that time, during the year, it was pretty dry still. It might have rained like once or twice, but, I mean, it was pretty dry. There wasn't any weeds in the wheat. So, we hadn't started spraying yet. Well, it came around maybe March, started raining, and weeds were coming up. So, I started spraying some Latigo or Latigo. I don't know how you pronounce it, but... And I don't remember how much I put down either. It might have been like a pint or maybe a pint and a half or a quart an acre. Not sure what Latigo is. It's 2,4-D and dicamba together. And get it from Helena Chemical Company. And we ran that on all of our wheat ground to get rid of the mustard that was coming up, the henbit, and what else? Mare's tails are starting to come up. Guy, you've got to hit them mare's tails when they're young. Only thing that'll kill them when they get older is paraquat. And if you've got cotton out in the field, you can't spray that anyway. So, only thing that's going to kill them is your two bare hands or a piece of metal on the end of a hoe. So it's a lot easier to hit them when they're young than when they get older. Start clean, finish clean. My motto. I try to live by that, but I don't know. I mean, sometimes I get behind. It's just part of it. So we ran that, and then we came back and we start killing the cover crop. But when we did that, I ran Roundup. You know, I think I only ran that Latigo on the real bad farms that were kind of haired over with weeds when the first shot. I think I only did that on a few select fields that where the weeds were just real bad before they started getting worse. And by the time I got done with that, I came back. That's when I needed to start killing all that wheat. And when I started killing stuff, the cover crop, we did Roundup, Latigo, and Valor. Valor's a pre-emergent. There ain't nothing better. It might have been a new Valor that came out, like Valor XLT, maybe, or ELX. I don't remember. I like it. We picked up a farm 3 years ago. Horrible with pigweeds. Oh, my Lord. Horrible. We ran that Valor on there this year, and it did a great job. Great, great. Oh, man. You're still going to have some weeds come up. It's part of it, especially when it starts raining, and that rain brings life to that soil. I mean, it's just hard to keep everything from coming up. Anyway, so we do that. Kill the cover crop. All right, by that time, we're getting ready to start planting cotton. So when we start planting cotton, we plant first, and then I come behind the planters, and I'll put down paraquat, warrant, and ground it. And you've got to run, when you run paraquat, you've got to run a flat fan, the tips on the sprayer. You got to. You've got to get that coverage. And the reason we run paraquat is because the volunteer cotton that's come up, you've got to get rid of it, especially on dry land, because we don't mess with any of our dry land as far as, like, running a sweeper, running the middles, trying to get weeds out. Only way we get weeds out on dry land is the sprayer, because we do not want to disturb the topsoil. We try to keep all that cover there. Don't mess with the soil, because you're just plowing up moisture. So we run that paraquat to try to get rid of any volunteer that is out there. Oh, and then we run all that right behind the planters. By that time, you've got cotton coming up. By the time I finish doing that, no, not even by the time I finish doing all that, really about halfway through, you go back to the very first field that they planted, and you've already got cotton coming up. Say it's got 3-4 leaves on it. You've got thrips that are getting in there. It's a bug. I hate thrips. I really hate flea hoppers. Anyway, thrips. It's a bug that kind of keeps the plant held back from growing. They get in the irrigated stuff every year. It's just part of it. Can't keep them out. They're a big nuisance. A little bug. But they'll eat on the leaves and the stem and all that. It ain't a good deal. Anyways, you've got to spray a chemical called acephate. Now, if I'm just spraying. Now, okay, let me get back to that paraquat. You've got to run a flat fan, and you've got, I don't know, some people I've heard they're just running 10 gallons when they're putting down paraquat. I like to put down 15 gallons an acre. What the hell's he got going on here? I'm trying to look and see what my brother's doing on this field. I like to run 12.5 gallons an acre because the more water, the better. That's just the more cover that you're getting. The more coverage you're getting. I know some farmers around here that are running like 20 gallons an acre. I mean, just pissing it on there, getting as much coverage as they can. I mean, the plant's sopping wet by the time they spray over it. Anyways, I mean, if you've got enough water, a good, a big rig to help hold a lot of water, maybe it's worth that. But let's say if you got a 1,000-gallon tank and you're putting out 20 gallons an acre, yeah, that's only 50. You're only going to get 50 acres done per tank. Yeah, 50 acres. So when I put down 12.5 gallons an acre, I'm doing 80 acres per tank. So I'm trying to get across that stuff faster. Now, there is some farms that are, like, really bad that might have a lot of weeds on them. Now, I'll bump up the rate. run 15 gallons an acre. Might even put a little extra paraquat in there and really roast it, you know, give it a good smoke. But you got to run a lot of, I don't know. It's just who you are and how you want to do it, really, I guess. I like to run a big rate. Better, more coverage, the better, I guess. Run a flat fan, really flush that chemical down in there. Run the pressure at 50. So, anyhow. Then we switch to that acephate. Start killing thrips. That acephate, it's pretty cheap, I think. It's not too expensive of a chemical, of a shot, you know, across the cut. Now, if I've just got acephate in, hell, I'll run 5 gallons an acre and get 200 acres done per tank so I can get across that stuff a lot quicker. Okay, by that time, let's see what we got going on here. You know, I'll switch back, go do some paraquat and warrant, catch up, back up to the planters, you know, switch back to the acephate, go spray some older cotton and, you know, all that. Just keep the sprayer going. That's my job. That's what I do. That's what I do best. I still learn every day on the machine. Learn more. I like questioning everybody around here how they do it, because I'm not questioning them how they do it, saying it's wrong. I like to question just so I can learn. Like, you know, how do y'all do this? You know, that's a good idea. Maybe I'll switch up the way, you know, I do it. You know, I'm always in the mood to learn. I ain't stubborn. Like some guys, you know, this is where we've always done it. We ain't switching, you know. Don't tell us what to do. No. I'm always in the mood to learn, especially when it comes to farming and hunting. Anyways, we'll do that acephate. Get done with the acephate. Now, this year, I put down that warrant, okay? That warrant is supposed to keep weeds from coming up, right? Okay. Some of the first fields that I sprayed, I don't know, maybe a month later down the road, there was already weeds coming up. Talk about piss you off. Golly. Makes you think, you know, why even spend the money on this warrant if it's not going to keep the weeds from coming up? And, shit, I think that warrant's like $23 a gallon? Think. I'm glad we ordered it later than what we did, because if we would have ordered it early, it was 24. But I don't remember what it was, like 24 a gallon, or that's what it cost an acre. It can't be an acre. No, I don't think it's that much. Anyway, there's already weeds coming back up. And, it pissed me off so bad. God, that irritated me. But, I mean, I don't know. So, I got to go back over that stuff again with another herbicide. Cotton's already up, so you can't put paraquat on it. So, you got to start running either Roundup and dicamba, whatever cotton you plant. We plant Delta Pine. There ain't no better cotton. No, that's just what we like. We've had great luck with it. That 1646 variety will kick everybody else's ass. As far as yields go, I don't know. That 1646 does well. It really does. That Fibermax, that's good cotton too. It really is all good cotton once you take care of it. So, anyways, I had to go back again and spray some of them fields. It wasn't any pigweeds that came up, you know, from that warrant. It was morning glories. God, I hate them. It's a viney plant, but a morning glory seed is about the size of the tip of your pinky. And, I mean, I kind of understand, you know, that warrant, it's kind of hard for it to keep that big of a seed from coming up. But, oh my lord, we've got a couple fields that are bad. But, to be honest, it's kind of my fault. God, this road's bumpy. It's kind of my fault, those morning glories are coming up bad, because the year before I didn't take care of those few fields and the morning glories got horrible on them. But it was late in the season, And I was like, I ain't gonna spray another shot, you know, when we're about to harvest this stuff. You know, there was already some bulbs open on the plant. It's gonna be a couple weeks away before we start defoliating and all that jazz. I'm like, I ain't gonna spend the money on spraying it. So I let them grow, and all them seeds that that plant produces got on the ground, and, you know, it was my fault. Kill them early before they start making seeds, then you ain't gotta worry about that. Anyways, there's old Carson Vineyard. That's a good old boy there. Anyways, so I had to go back over them fields, spray them again with the herbicide, and switching back a lot on, back and forth a lot on the acetate and that herbicide. It's about when the plant gets old, foot tall, 10 leaves on it, you've got to start spraying acetate again. But you're trying to kill thrit. No. You're trying to kill flea hoppers. They'll eat on the plant and bite around the squares where a bowl is starting to form and fall on the ground. Just eat it right off. Eat it right off. You got, that's real important there. You got to keep the flea hoppers out of there. But it's every year. I mean, it's just part of it. They get in there every year. This year for us has been a horrible bug year. God, it's been a bad year for bugs. I don't think we had a harsh enough winter, or maybe not long enough winter. And, man, they're just bad, real bad. And what we, I mean, this year the bugs were so bad.
Oh, this thing's still going? Oh, yeah.
The bugs were so bad this year that on the, like, we farm, gosh dang it, that door's locked. We farm a bunch along Bitter Creek, and a bunch of Johnson grass grows on the edge of that field, of them fields. And the grasshoppers ate the piss out of them, out of our cotton. I mean, just completely ate it off. Completely. Like, all the leaves and everything. Some plants, they ate the whole stem, too. It's about a 80-foot swath on the edge of our fields. So, had to spray again, the acetate again, but a much bigger rate to kill all the grasshoppers. So, and now I've got to start spraying the acetate again for stink bugs in our fields. Well, a few fields. They're not too bad, but I've never had a spray for stink bugs before. So I've got to do that. I don't know. It's just one deal after another, really. But it sucks now because the cotton's already canopying over and we're irrigating them. Well, they're not drying out fast because the cotton, you know, is canopying, overlapping each other. So it ain't drying out. And I'm afraid I might make some ruts, mud it up. But, I mean, you gotta do it. I could call a plane, but God, it costs too much money. I don't like calling a plane. On my farms anyways. Trying to conserve money also. So anyways, we do a couple shots of herbicide. Some fields need more, some fields, you know, don't need as much. You know, they stay pretty clean. We haven't had much rain this summer, so there's not very many weeds coming up now. We did at the beginning in May. We had quite a bit of rain, so we're constantly having to, there was a bunch of weeds coming up early, not much more. We actually did get a rain last night, thank the Lord. I was praying hard for that one. It wasn't a great rain, but I mean, shoot, we'll take what we can get. And I got sidetracked.
We got maybe an inch at our barn, and down south where my farms are at, I might have got like a tenth or two, you know. But it's irrigated ground down there, so I'm still glad we got a, you know, we'll take what we can get. I ain't gonna throw a fit. But now, right now, we're just cleaning up some fields with some weeds. And we should be, and we're actually putting down some foliar fertilizer. It's called Coron. It's called Coron 10-0-10. It's by Helena. And it's a foliar fertilizer. And it's helping that plant hold on to the bolls. You know, if you don't keep a cotton plant wet, it'll just take a big old dump and start dropping squares. That's what we call them, squares. That's what it is before it makes a bowl. But we're putting that on so maybe it'll hold on to as many bowls as it can, make as much cotton as we can. We'll see how this year turns out, but yeah, we're going to clean up on some weeds, spray a bunch more herbicide, that Coron, and then before we know it, it'll be time to start defoliating. We'll run two different chemicals, Super Bowl and Folex. Folex is what knocks all the leaves off, and the Super Bowl helps the rest of the bowls to open up. And then it'll be time for harvest. Yep. Alright, I gotta go. I've been talking too dang long. Y'all have a good, you hear me, Hamble? Come on, Hamble.